From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Monitors say Syrian forces backed by Russian air power pounded targets in the eastern sector of Aleppo on Monday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it has confirmed the deaths of 15 civilians in five eastern neighborhoods and said it expected the death toll to rise. Syrian and Russian troops and allied Shiite Hezbollah militants have advanced into key northeast Aleppo neighborhoods that had been held by rebels for the past 4 years. UN Special Envoy Stephen O'Brien told the UN Security Council Syrian Russian airstrikes on civilian infrastructure are violations of humanitarian law.
The real question is this: how can we prevent now nearly a million people being subject to a cruel form of collective punishment that gets more severe and intense month after month across the country?
Stephen O'Brien spoke at the UN in New York. Both Syria and Russian government officials are denying targeting medical facilities. An earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture in Japan Tuesday. Authorities issued a tsunami warning and advised coastal residents to find higher ground. South Korean opposition parties are planning for the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. The president has been caught up in an influence-peddling scandal involving her friend and aide, Choi Soon-sil, who is charged with abuse of authority, coercion, and attempted fraud. The prosecution says it has evidence implicating Ms. Park as an accomplice in the alleged crimes. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Monday's bombing of a Shiite mosque in the Afghan capital Kabul. The suicide bombing at the Bakir el-Olam Mosque killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 80. This is VOA News.